Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, we have a wonderful show lined up for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. I think you're going to be blown away by our guest. But before we get to that, you know, the show is all about how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And so if you just listen to the Christian Car Guy show, you know, we were talking about miles and miles and miles of heart. And we didn't get to one caller, and so I asked her to stay put. And we would put her on Kingdom Pursuits because obviously God's given you a passion to end, and now is your chance to share what you were going to say on Christian Car Guy.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to tell everybody, please listen. If you need encouragement in your dreams and your heart, you're following your heart, listen to this podcast. This is not a paid commercial announcement. I just want to tell you because I was so inspired by this show. And, of course, the whole theme was you got to have heart, you know. And
I bet that, you know, for those who don't know, Ann used to play on Broadway, but I bet you actually saw that.
A thousand years ago.
What was the name of it? Some about.
I think it was During the Yankees.
Yeah, we won't say.
But anyway, it was such an inspiring show, Robbie. And seriously, people should listen to Christian Car Guy, because this podcast, if you need encouragement in pursuing your heart, in pursuing your dream. But I just want to say real quickly that God truly is the God of impossible possibilities. And you know, doesn't he seem to specialize in waiting till you're older to fulfill certain dreams?
And, yes, he
does. You know, when I moved here to North Carolina from California in December 2010, you know, I had been doing Adventures in Odyssey and a lot of stuff there, you know, showbiz type stuff. And then I got acquainted with the Truth Network and Robbie Dillmore. And we started, basically you started, and I was on the second show. There were the two of us, Christian Car Guy Theater, which has been such an answer to me for, just being able to continue to pursue doing acting in a way that inspires and also glorifies Jesus Christ. But I love our Christian Car Guy Theater shows. So we just finished our 45th episode or something.
Right.
But the point is, I have had the whole idea of you got to have heart, miles and miles of heart. There was so many. I mean, your stories, and then this David from Washington State, who talked about how God kept giving him the dream, and he was saying, "Hold on," to fulfill his dream. And he said, "I was pushing 70. Well, I'm pushing 70, all right." And so he kept holding on, and that was so inspiring, you know. And to still keep going with the dream, you know. And I feel like what I'm realizing myself. I read a Christian book called The Heart's Desire in 2001, and I felt God said this has to be a movie. And I pursued it and pursued it, and I'm still pursuing it, but I'm doing other things. But I am realizing that God prepares us for the fulfillment of our dreams, just like Abraham and Sarah. You know, he waits till you're very, you know, sometimes you seem like you're too old, but the point is there's a preparation time and almost a boot camp for the warrior bride of Christ, you know?
Oh, yeah. And absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's
and so what you know, that I hadn't even thought about it, Ann. I know about your project being Heart's Desire.
I
mean, it's kind of like you hit that one right on the head.
I know.
You got it. You got it. So stick with it. I am so grateful for friends like you and for a chance to, you know, get this call in since we didn't get it into the Christian Car Guy show. So we got to get into Kingdom Pursuits. But thank you, Ann.
I can't wait to listen.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Robbie. Bye.
So, Lou, thank you for being so patient. Our actual guest on Kingdom Pursuits today is Lou Enoff with Christian Farmers Outreach. And Lou, God's kind of fulfilled some of your dreams is you've gotten a little bit older, too.
Wow. What an introduction. I mean, Robbie, I don't know if he's, somebody planned this. Must have been the Lord. Because I was 75 before I had my passion. I didn't know what it was, actually, but it was 2 years ago that I got in. I became the leader of Christian Farmers Outreach. And that was my desire, was to do something in the field of evangelism, and God had been preparing me over 30-some years for that.
And, oh, my goodness, wait till you hear what all Christian farmers, you know, when you hear the word, I got to admit that not being a farmer, it doesn't well up what I now understand Christian farmer outreach is. I mean, oh my goodness.
We farm for souls.
Yeah, what a ministry. What a phenomenal ministry. And so we're going to hear so much about that today on Christian Car Guy. And we have some, we're on Kingdom Pursuits. I got myself confused. But, you know, I have to give away some stuff, and some of this is our Christian Farmer Outreach stuff. So, speaking of farm, right? You may know this, Lou, but the hard luck old farmer was so poor that he got arrested for disturbing the peas. You know, and he couldn't make bail. And then he had to lay off his poultry old layers. And next, this is really my favorite one of the bunch. Next, he waited too long to pick his plums, and he ended up having to prune the whole orchard. And his tractor steering got stuck, and so he made circles in the field, kind of like a protractor. Think about it. And he ended up writing a John Deere letter.
Oh.
He had a wardrobe malfunction, which was an overall problem. And, of course, none of this impressed the old potato farmer. After all, he was just a commentator. That's all you got. But you knew at the end of all that, I would actually have a riddle. And so now, today's riddle along the farming lines, which parable in the Bible relates to farmers' power planning? Which parable in the Bible refers to farmers' power planting? And if they can guess that, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Well, Robbie, like you said earlier today, we are just jam-packed full of gifts to give. We have the Winston-Salem Dads versus the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 2 tickets to that on July 5th. And on top of that, we have Christian Farmers Outreach Back Scratchers. We have a magazine from the Christian Farmers Outreach, and we got armbands and pamphlets. There's so much stuff we got to give away today.
All you got to do is tell us which parable in the Bible relates to a farmer's power planting. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And I got to tell you, these Christian Farmer Outreach Back Scratchers are really something to behold. And when you're beholding one of these back scratchers, there's a lot more than meets the eye in there, Lou.
Yes. Yes, we're blessed. Everything that we give away, and we give away several different things for people who come into our booth in our various venues, contains a rawhide with 5 beads on it that have the colors that tell the gospel story, and that's what we do.
Yeah, so these aren't normal back scratchers. These are literally, right, evangelistic scratchers.
Yes, yes, that is true.
So, you know, as you share the back scratcher, you get to share the story of the different colors of the beads. And so you've got bracelets, you've got back scratchers, and share a little bit of the story of how this all started. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And what you guys are doing today, it blows me away.
Okay. Well, actually, it came out of a group of soybean farmers. The soybean farmers, when they were meeting, some of the Christian farmers decided, instead of going to the bar after the meeting,
Oh, Lou, I hate to stop you, but the music means that we've got to go to a break.
Okay.
So when we get back, we're going to get out of the soybean field, and we're going to find out more about how Christian Farmer Outreach started, and call in which parable in the Bible relates to farmers' power planning. 866-348-7884. Call us. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so lucky to have all these callers calling in today on our riddle. And so we got Carol in North Carolina. We got Don in Burlington. You guys, please stay on the line. Even if the other person gets it, because we got so much to give away, we want to make sure that you get some of the goodies. Because I'm guessing that you, in fact, we've never had anybody call in and not have some kind of right answer that we really, really need. So with that said, and we're going to get more into Christian Farmers Outreach with Lou Enoff here in a minute, but which parable in the Bible relates to farmers' power planting? We got Carol is in North Carolina. Carol, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Enjoying the show this morning.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to know. Which parable do you think in the Bible relates to farmers' power planting?
I think it's Jesus told the parable of the sowing of the seed and the different kind of ways that they produce.
Yeah, that is absolutely power planting, isn't it? It really is.
Yes.
And when you think about
it. Really, I love it.
And what you think about, you know, what the Christian Farmers Outreach is planting seeds of those kind. I mean, it's pretty outstanding, isn't it? So
It really is. How it produces. It really does.
We're going to send you one of those power scratchers.
Great. Good.
For having the right answer today. God bless you, Carol. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless
you.
Y'all.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, we have Don is in Burlington, North Carolina. Don, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. Go around then. It's
so,
a lady. Do you know it's a lady?
Hello. Yeah, I know.
Hey,
it's Don like D-A-W-N, right? It's not Don like D-O-N.
It's Don like D-O-N.
It is Don like D-O-N. That, I love that. See, now I learned something. So, which parable in the Bible?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Oh, this must be the other Don.
Yeah, this
is
my wife. I was talking to the lady. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Don, which parable in the Bible relates to farmers' power planting?
I think it's in Matthew 13 about the parable of the sower who went out forth to sow the seed.
You are exactly
right.
You're exactly right. And so we're going to get you the power back scratcher and dashing through the tickets and all that stuff. So hang on and Keith will get your information. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
God bless. All right, we got to the right Don eventually. Lou.
Yeah.
All kinds of power planners out there. And you guys have been power planting for a long time. So getting back to our heroes, they were out in the soybean fields, and they didn't want to go to the bar. So what happened?
They started a prayer meeting, and out of that prayer meeting grew an organization called the Fellowship of Christian Farmers. And that organization still exists all over the U.S. and into Canada and some other places. But in Maryland, a fellow by the name of Wilson Lippe, very successful farmer, loved the Lord, and he was the head of that fellowship, but he decided that the fellowship was doing so many things, the Lord was calling him to specialize in evangelism. And so he took these piece of rawhide with the five colored beads on it and a track and started to open a booth in local fairs and ag shows and present the gospel in a very short, simple message to anyone who would take a free gift of a walking stick. They had the rawhide attached to what they called a walking stick. And then from that, it grew from the local area, spread. People started to use those materials until now, some 32 years later, people are using our materials that we supply at no charge to anyone who will use it to present the gospel in all 50 states and 101 countries. And the simple little tract that goes with it to explain what the colors mean is now in 24 languages, and we're working on 25 now.
Wow.
It's an amazing thing, and you just get blown away. People who say, well, I can't share the gospel. I don't know how to do it. Well, anyone who knows the Lord can do it, should do it, and we're happy to have anybody join us. We're all volunteers. We have one person who's part-time to help us with the office and stocking and so forth, but we are all volunteers, and we, of course, we supply that material to missionaries, to churches who agree to use it, as we say, to present, to make a personal presentation of the gospel. And what we find, Robbie, is that so many people have never really heard a personal presentation. You know, people say, well, my pastor doesn't preach the gospel. Well, sometimes that may be true, but other times they're just not hearing it because it's, you know, they're not engaged in a direct conversation. And so we engage them one-on-one in the booth, and we ask the other people who use our materials, and they use them in street evangelism, in bazaars, and all kinds of activities. It's amazing how the Lord has blessed it, and so the focus is no longer on farm families, although we do a lot of farm shows, and we have a number of farmers who work with us. We have said, you know, we farm for souls now, and that's what the Lord's called us to do and to go wherever he leads us. And wow, he's leading us in North Carolina, I want to tell you.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful that right there at the North Carolina State Fair, you guys have a booth?
That's right, the State Fair and the Southern Farm Show that's there in the winter. And last year, over 500 people prayed to receive the Lord in those shows. We spoke to well over 1,000. And it's just, it's the leading of the Holy Spirit. No one comes to the Lord unless they're drawn by the Holy Spirit, but we just happen to be in the right place.
Yeah,
and,
well, they
have that simple
so wonderful
message, and it's, and anyone who does pray with us, we try to get have them join a local church. We give them material that the Billy Graham Association has gladly provided us that allows them to go on the Graham website, and they can do Bible studies. They can find the local church. They can, you know, anything 24/7 on the Internet, and we give them a little card that one of our members came up with on how to put he says, if you have a cell phone, you have a Bible. And so you can get the Bible
That's
app
true.
On your phone.
That's absolutely true. And we have a lot of listeners in Richmond, Virginia, too, because we're on WLES up there in Richmond. I'm sure you guys are you at the Virginia State Fair?
We're at the Virginia Farm Show. We're not at the State Fair, but we're about to get there. We have a fellow who's exploring that right now, and we're over in Harrisonburg at the Rockingham County Fair, and we have a couple of other shows that are done by folks down in that southwest corner. But this November, I will be recruiting students from Liberty to help us to do some more shows in the Virginia area. You know, they're volunteers down there. Liberty has
opened
their door for us to get down there and recruit. And one of the things we're finding, Robbie, is that most of our members are getting older, and we want to get more young folks involved. And so going to Liberty is our first effort at doing that, and we're going to go from there to some other colleges, Bible
Well,
Christian
my
college.
Daughter, it just so happens, I would point out, Lou, that my daughter goes to Samford University in Alabama, which is a wonderful Christian.
Yeah.
And they've got a wonderful, wonderful president. I bet he would be very interested in connecting you with those resources. But also, you know, we've got the Dixie Classic Fair that I'm sure that somebody needs to step up, right, Lou?
That's right. We need somebody down there. And we've got a number of volunteers from down there and a number of people who contribute to us and use our materials in their church. Not in Winston-Salem particularly, but a number of North Carolina folks, mostly people who have met us in Raleigh.
And, oh, by the way, if you're wondering how I met Lou, because it's always amazing to me how God puts people in my life that I get the chance to see what they're doing and just go, oh, my goodness. James Banks, who you may know does Encouraging Prayer right after Kingdom Pursuits, is one of my best friends. And, Lou, how did you meet James?
Oh, I read one of his pamphlets, and I called him up and said, I've got to get to know you because prayer is what causes this whole ministry to not only survive but prosper. And I just met him, and immediately we have a bond of fellowship, and James is going to put together some other pastors up in that area so that we can get more help. My goal would be to have local people doing all of this. I mean, we have people that come from our Maryland office to at least start these things, but sometimes we carry a truckload of chairs and materials to these local venues, and I'd rather that be done by the local folks if we can do it.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. And I love what you said, that it to begin with, the Christian Farmers Organization started from prayer, and yes. And obviously what God says is so clearly, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, prayer is such a critical aspect of what I hear in your ministry. And wow, how God's opened doors, because there you have huge amount of people that come through those fairs, and they're looking at those booths, and they're looking for something to fill their heart, and they can find it, can't they?
Yes, amen. And not only that, the prayer, you know, what we do is we buy rawhide in 50,000 batches of 50,000, and we buy the beads separately, and we have volunteers all over the area who string those, put them together to make the bracelet.
Oh, we got to go to another.
Ladies pray over each bead.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, yeah. We got to go to another break.
Go for it. Yeah.
When we come back, we got a really cool thing we're going to announce to you from Danny Spainhauer at Pinedale Christian Church. So you're going to hear about that and so much more from the Christian Farmers Outreach. Stay tuned. Where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Lou Enoff with the Christian Farmers Outreach. And now we got a special guest. We got Danny Spainhauer, who is with Pinedale Christian Church with a fantastic, unbelievably wonderful announcement. You guys have a huge blessing coming to the community August 10th, don't you?
We sure hope so, Robbie. We have an annual kind of service weekend with our church. And we call it Leave It Better. And so this October 10th and 11th, we are going to have, as a part of our Leave It Better weekend, we're going to have a free military veterans dental clinic. So a dental clinic for military veterans on Saturday, August 10th, and Sunday, August the 11th. And veterans are going to be able to make an appointment. And once they have their appointments will include a dental x-ray, with exam and diagnosis, and then treatment as long as time allows. We're going to have 20, 25 dentists here and hygienists here at the church, and they're going to do as much as they can possibly do on that day for our military veterans.
That's just awesome. It's just really, really cool. And if you go to kingdompursuits.com, I've got it there, and there's the link where you can go set up your appointment. Or maybe you know a veteran, you can send that direction, which essentially is leaveitbetter.com/Project Veterans Dental Clinic. But there's another part of this that it just blows me away, Danny, that I would be remiss if I didn't get you to share the story of what God is doing through dentistry at Pinedale and the amazing gift that you guys received recently.
Yeah, Robbie, we have been given a gift that has allowed us. Basically, we've been given the gift of 40 dental chairs and dental units and everything that goes with it, all the instruments and the lights and everything, and that was given to us through an organization called Footbridge, and Footbridge is going to then be able to take that to different places and help. So our first clinic is going to be at Pinedale in August, and so we're very excited about this, just this ability to give. We've had a lot of people here in Winston, dentists and hygienists, that are interested in serving people through doing what they do. You know, what we found all over the world, Robbie, is teeth and eyes are the last thing that people take care of. And so we want to try to help as best we can. And then especially our military veterans. I've heard several numbers, but one that I pretty much land on is there's around 800,000 military veterans in North Carolina, and only 30% of them qualify for any kind of dental care. And so we want to reach out to help those. We want to serve those who served. These men and women gave, you know, they gave it all, and they went after it for our country. And so we want to turn around and serve them and help them. Not very fun sometimes going to the dentist, but when you're hurting, you want to get something taken care of. And so we want to be able to take care of those folks.
Yeah, that's an amazing provision that God has made available in our community. Again, it's August 10th, and so you're listening. Get the word out.
And 11th, Saturday and a Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, 10th and 11th.
And be praying that God will, you know, bring some maybe veterans that never heard about Jesus. And who knows that this might be just the moment that would be there. Not only get new teeth, but get a new heart. You know what the hey?
Absolutely. Help them physically and then help them spiritually. Absolutely. That's our goal.
Thank you, Danny. That is so awesome. God bless you. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thank you for allowing us to share this morning, Robbie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Getting back to our buddy Lou, who's with the Christian Farmers Outreach. I know that has to warm your heart to hear what God provides. 40 dental chairs? I mean, like, really?
Fantastic. Yes, that way we'd love to have somebody down there sharing the gospel or provide the materials to Danny if he's interested.
I know that
give a bracelet to those folks. We have people who do that in, you know, Christmas nativities and all. It's just amazing where people we get home improvement shows. I can't tell you. And the Lord just keeps opening doors and opening doors. And I'm going to follow up with you afterwards about that friend in Sanford, because there's a huge international deer expo in Birmingham.
Really?
Our folks used to do, and the two people who did it are now disabled and told me they couldn't do it anymore. So I need to get some Alabama volunteers.
Well, I happen to have a daughter.
Yeah, there we go.
But at Pinedale, I happen to know a guy, too, because my Christian Body Shop guy, Jerry Mathis, is the one who actually set it up for Danny to be on the show today. And I know he would love to hear about what your resources there for this program that they have going on. But I know what the listeners would love to hear, and I know what I would love to hear, because you've had a chance to man some of these booths. But do you have a particular story where you saw something at one of these booths where you're just like, oh, my goodness, God,
I have so many, but I can tell you some that more recent ones. I had a young mother, and I guess a single mom with a six-year-old son, maybe eight-year-old son. They came into the booth. It was down in Virginia, and she just kind of wandered in there, and I opened the boy wanted the bracelet, and then we started to talk, and I went through the presentation. We go through, you know, we start with a gold-colored bead that stands for heaven, and everybody wants to go to heaven, and we went through that presentation, and when we finished the presentation, I asked her if she'd like to pray, and she just jumped up in the air and said, I've never heard this before. Why have I never heard this before? We want to pray. And she was so excited that she went down and about an hour later came back and said, I got to give you another hug. I never heard this before. And she said, I've been in church all my life, but she had been in church. I don't know what happened, but the right time, you know, when you arrive, when the Holy Spirit does. We have stories of people. I have people come into the booth who speak another language, and since we have the track that we use in 24 languages, often we have their language. And I can't tell you how many people I've been able to talk with. We, all of us, everyone in the ministry can tell you stories. And people who will come back, I'll be in Raleigh and somebody will come up to me and they'll put $5 in my pocket and say, 10 years ago I came in here and I found the Lord, and I can't thank you enough for coming down here. And it just, you know, warms your heart to think of all that. And last year, Robbie, we sent our material, I can count it by the number of rawhides we sent, because everything goes with the rawhide. We sent out about 150,000 of those, or gave out, or sent somewhere to one of the missionaries or ministries. And as a result of that, getting reports back, we came to the conclusion that somewhere near 18,000 people prayed to and they've prayed before, but they don't have assurance of where they're going, and they need to be reinforced what they've done, why they've done it, and what they need to do to follow up with it. And it's just such a privilege. It's just, I can't tell you what a privilege it is. But we've had people from their 80s. 84, I think, is the oldest person I've prayed with who's, you know, in the booth. And we don't pray with children under 13 without their parents. We ask them to go get their parents. And a lot of parents bring their children in. Or the people that will get a teenager come in and pray, and they'll come back an hour later with a couple of friends.
Really?
They need to hear this, too. You know, it's nothing we can do except, you know, show up and be ready.
Well, I think about those ladies that are stringing the beads on the rawhide, yeah, and praying as each bead would touch a heart, you know.
Sure.
Because,
and it's not only ladies. We have men, and we have some church groups that'll do it. We like to get anybody involved that wants to be, but, you know, it's a local thing, and it's incredible. And we say this bead may reach somebody down the street or somebody in China.
Yeah, they're planting seeds here with the Christian Farmers Outreach. We got one more segment coming up, so stay tuned. We definitely want to hear more from Lou Enoff and the Christian Farmers Outreach. Of course, you can find out, connect with them at kingdompursuits.com. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And you can see through Lou Enoff that a lot of farmers had a passion for sowing seeds, and God has given them a way to plant real seeds that hopefully fall on good soil, as we talked about. But if you've been listening today and you're thinking, wow, I could use these materials in what I'm doing, I need these for an event I've got planned, well, they would love to hook you up. All you have to do is go to Christian Farmer Outreach, obviously, but you can go to Kingdom Pursuits. You can see the post I got there. You got links to their website. Find out more about there at Christian Car Guy. At KingdomPursuits.com. Got confused again. But I also will make a short pitch for, you know, something I see God doing, which kind of just blows me away. But I'm so excited that, you know, for years and years and years, I have done a devotion at assisted living in Moxville. And years ago, somebody told me, Robbie, if you would give them something that they just love to have, something that you leave them with. And so I, you know me, I love my jokes. And so I started taking my jokes that I would open up the devotions with and putting on a piece of paper, and I would leave those. And oh my goodness, the next thing I know, I became known as the man with the papers, and people were lining up for these papers. In fact, today I have to print lots of extras because people all over the place asked me for my papers. But what I did really about 10 years ago was start to post them at my website at kingdompursuits.com. So you have devotional humor and inspiring stories and all the archives of all the jokes I've taught all these years. For example, you may wonder, what does Kung Fu Panda cook with? Have you ever wondered about that, Keith? What does Kung Fu Panda cook with? A panda. So all those kind of things are right there at kingdompursuits.com, absolutely free. And the idea being, guess what? You can just, they're set up so you can just print them and go do a devotion at any place. You just read the stuff. Believe me, they will laugh. This stuff's funny. And it's all pre screen so that you're not going to offend anybody, and away you go. And while you're there, of course, check out, you know, Christian Farmers Outreach. But Lou, in a few minutes, tell us how the people listening, they obviously could be praying for your ministry, but how else could they connect with you guys?
Well, I want to do that Dixie Classic that you talked about, so we need some volunteers who would like to come in the booth and present the gospel and be blessed by doing that. So we're on your website. If they get in touch with us, we'll talk to them. And simple training, if you're a believer, trust me, you can do it. We'd like to recruit some churches that would like to participate. Any Bible-believing church, we cross all denominations that preach the word, and so that's what we'd like. Pray for us and come and be a volunteer, because I want local folks to be doing this wherever they are. So in addition to the Dixie Classic, I've been told about the fair over in Asheville, and we'd need some volunteers from that area. So
yeah, so just think you may love the fair, and just think how much fun it would be for you to be the one that was sitting in the booth when the lady came in and prayed with you. I mean, those are the kind of things. If you got another story you can share real quick there, Lou?
I'd like to. The magazine is on the website, and the story of that, it combines a couple of things. I got a call one day from a lady, and she said, "You don't know me, but I've been stringing beads for you for a number of years, and my son-in-law works with Wycliffe. And he saw these beads, and he'd like to use those beads in a ceremony they do. They have a ceremony when they translate the Bible into a new language. And they've done that with a new tribal language over in Papua New Guinea. And he thought he'd like to use those beads in that ceremony to present the gospel to the young people. Would that be all right?" I said, "Sure, just tell us what happened." Well, about 3 months later, she called me so excited. "Can I come down and talk to you?" And I said, "Take some pictures." Well, she came down. They went to Papua New Guinea, and they presented the gospel using the beads to the children's meeting. And I didn't know this, but when they translate the Bible into a new language, all the local tribes are invited to participate. And they even invite people from other countries to come. And so it's a big ceremony. Well, the children's ministry, they loved it so much, the ladies who were there said, "We want to do that in our ministry." So when they had the women's meeting, they used the beads to tell the gospel and had such a response. The pastors there said, "We want to use those in the pastors' meeting." So the pastors in Papua New Guinea are all using our beads to evangelize around Papua New Guinea. And the story is in the magazine. Nothing I did, we did, the Lord did, right?
You think about the lady that was under all that had been praying for those beads as she's been stringing them and thinking, you know, wow, my husband works for Wycliffe.
It's her son-in-law. And he invited her. She got to go there, and they did a video.
Wow, what a story. Well, Lou, I got to tell you, God is doing some amazing things, and we are so grateful for you sharing with us today. You can find out more about that again at KingdomPursuits.com. You just go on Christian Farmers Outreach and connect with them. Maybe you got a heart to do the Dixie Classic Fair. Well, we thank you so much for being with us today, Lou.
My pleasure.
God bless
you. Thanks again.
Oh, yeah. Now stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. James Banks himself with encouraging prayer, followed by Masculine Journey. They start here now at 12 o'clock. Stay tuned. So much more truth coming at you.